In the Republican primary, newcomer Fred Thompson is already polling in the top four. A Los Angeles Times Bloomberg poll released Monday puts Thompson in second place, following Rudy Giuliani. Trailing Giuliani in that poll and several others is Senator John McCain. Governor Mitt Romney is close behind. Now, that's not the way this race was supposed to look. It was John McCain who was expected to be the front runner. Instead, he's fending off talk about his campaign now being finished. Mike Allen writes about that this week for Politico.com, and he joins us now in the studio. Welcome, Mike.
Howdy. Thank you.
Mike, what happened here?
Well, nothing has happened yet, which is what the great frustration is for the McCain campaign. Senator McCain's battle at this moment is not in Iowa or New Hampshire, where we think it might be. It's right here inside the Beltway, where perceptions, which can kill a campaign, are really getting away for Senator McCain. His campaign has the tough task of convincing people like you and me that there's nothing that can really be measured until January, when the good people of Iowa cast their votes. But it's a long time between now and then.
Now, convince people like you and me. We're journalists. John McCain really has to convince the voters. They're the people that they're actually polling in some of these surveys. Why hasn't his campaign caught fire?
Well, there's a couple reasons. One of them is that people remember the insurgent McCain, the renegade McCain, the guy who was out rolling around on the Street Talk Express, having a ball. Now, Senator McCain still contends he's having fun, but I think we can agree that the more you talk about how much fun you're having, you're maybe trying to convince yourself. So he's in a very different place now. Now he's the establishment candidate. Remember, not so long ago, he was the inevitable candidate, which I think is a lesson about where things are right now. Then, of course, on issues, big problem for Senator McCain is that conservatives still do not trust him. And the most conservative, the most vocal parts of the Republican Party obviously are very against the president's immigration bill and the McCain bill. And so, of course, they love calling it the McCain-Kennedy bill, because there couldn't be any more of a slur that you could cast on it.
There, you talked about John McCain's perception in Washington, D.C. What about outside of Washington? What are the crowds like?
One problem for his campaign is that he has not been able to do a lot of the town meetings that are sort of his forte. He's been spending a lot of time doing fundraising events, a $1,000 lunch here, a $2,300 dinner there. Brutal schedule, 39 events just in June. And so that doesn't give you a chance to mix it up the way he does, more comfortably than any of these candidates.
Well, how many of his problems, the problems he's having in terms of fundraising, in terms of his campaign structure, his showing in the polls, how much of that is attributable to the war and his support for President Bush?
If nothing else, those have been a big distraction for him. At every event, he's going to have to defend those positions. And you hear a lot of conservatives say, almost sadly, that John McCain, who they disagreed with or couldn't trust on so many issues, for some reason, he's picked two of the most problematic possible issues, immigration and the war, to wrap himself around the president. And so that leaves him very lonely.
Now, we're several months out from the election, but this is the point in the campaign where you start to see a campaign structure take place. The engine should be running fairly well at this point, and yet it's a week doesn't go by where you don't pick up the paper and see news of some reshuffling in the McCain camp.
Right.
What is the state of his campaign right now, and how does it compare with the others on the Republican?
That's a great point, and that's why there's a real sense of urgency in the campaign, and a sense that perceptions can get away with him. After Senator McCain had a disappointing financial report at the end of March, you remember he came out and he said, "We're making all these changes. We get it," he was saying to donors, supporters. And they did make changes. But the campaign was sort of getting its DNA at a time when the senator was focused on Senate business. Now he's been focused on finance business. And it's just never come together in the way that certainly Mitt Romney's campaign has been, where there's a real sense of cohesion up there, more of a sense of being at battle stations.
The campaigns all have a strategy for winning, you know, trying to take the nomination and eventually get to the general in 2008. But at this point, does the McCain campaign focus not so much on winning, but just surviving? What is their survival strategy?
Yeah. No, there is a big piece of that. And they recognize that they are going to have to somehow endure a series of stories that they know are coming, that they talk about as a campaign obituary, the journalistic last rites for the campaign. They know that reporters are rushing to write that story, even though they make a persuasive case that it's premature. One of the most compelling cases they make is the same people who are saying this are the people who said in the fall of 2003 that John Kerry was dead, that he was out of money, out of gas. I went back and looked at the clippings. Sure enough, that's true. So these things do change.
How worried, just quickly before we let you go, how worried is the McCain camp about Fred Thompson? More worried than some of the other contenders?
Very. And well, I think that they all are, and you can make an argument that he hurts all of them the worst, but they're very focused on him. But they can't lose more staff to him. They can't lose more donors to him. He's going to be sucking up excitement and attention at the time that Senator McCain needs it. And one of the big consequences for them of the Thompson effect is that he bleeds points away from them in polls at a time when polls really make a difference with fundraisers, with the staff, with morale. It's the perception game, not the voters, that are in the end Senator McCain's problem.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
That's Mike Allen, chief political correspondent for Politico.com.